Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 podcast, where we interview business owners, CEOs, and executives, and whoever else I feel like. It is 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Number one, a couple sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
My name is Ryan Marks. I am the president of USCO Cranes. We are an overhead crane manufacturer and runway builder, and we go to market through distribution across the United States. One nice little fact about our company is we're 101 years old. So I'm actually a 4th generation owner.
Oh, that is awesome. Congratulations on that. So question number 2, what are the types of overhead cranes? Go.
So when an end user is looking for an overhead crane for their facility, there's a few things that they want to keep in mind. One is what they're lifting, how often they're lifting it, and what their space requirements are. And what I mean by that is based on their capacity and based on what their operation is there's different things they're going to want to consider for the different type of cranes that they're looking for. One of the first things they're going to notice is that, let's say that they're picking up roughly 50% capacity, what they're picking up all the time. A good crane for that is going to be a single girder top running crane. It goes up to typically about a 10-ton capacity, up to a 70-foot span. It's used for a Class C service, which means you're doing somewhere between 8 and 10 lifts an hour, usually 1 to 2 shifts maximum. And you're picking up roughly 50 to 70% of the time, 50% of the rated capacity of the crane system. Another crane system is an underrunning crane system. An underrunning crane system is good when you, again, are at around that 10-ton capacity limit. And you want to get a further travel over on your bridge, or you're attaching to your ceiling. So one of the examples of this might be where you want to have an extended overhang on your bridge crane past your runway. And if you're shopping for these, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not, then you don't. This will allow you to get your trolley travel over further and past the runway for things that you're trying to pick up or stage and bring into your crane bay area. The next type of crane is a double girder crane. A double girder crane is going to be used for a higher duty cycle, usually a high class C or Class D or better type of duty class, which means you're picking up roughly 85% of your rated capacity, 8 to 15 lifts per hour, anywhere from 1 to 3 shifts. And you're doing it with a higher speed and a higher frequency. So this crane is going to allow for, basically, it's going to be more robust, essentially. Then there's also specialty types of equipment where you might have, based on the environment that you might have, let's say you have an explosion-proof environment. We do make explosion-proof cranes. Let's say you only have air. We make air cranes. You're in a food-grade application. We make food-grade cranes. If you don't have the building to support a runway or your operation is out in the middle of an area, we make gantry cranes. Gantry cranes have legs that come all the way down to the ground, and the crane rides on rails or trackless on one side of your floor based on your staging area. And those are also done in single girder, double girder, in single leg, and in double leg. So those are probably the different types of cranes that you'd be looking at. One overall caveat, if you've never looked at a crane before for your facility and you've been running forklifts and those types of things, is cranes are going to allow you to save a lot of space. Mm-hmm. And typically around double your storage capacity. And it works really well when you have an operation or you're bringing in stuff off of shipping or things where you're going to have a staging area and then a work center type area. When you're moving stuff from different bays and all around your plant, you're still going to need forklifts for those types of operations.
Perfect. That makes a lot of sense, sir. Let's get to question number 3. What other CEOs, founders, executives that you personally know that you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, not a problem at all. So obviously being in the crane business, I know a lot of people in the crane business. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of my competitors in the crane business, and some of them I think do a very, very good job and I think deserve a shout out. So Daniel Arwood from Ace Industries, I think is a very, very good CEO. And I think he does a very good job with his company. Matt Royce from Hoist and Crane Service Group. They are one of the largest hoist and crane service providers in the country, and they do a very good job as well. And then I'd also like to give a shout out to a gentleman by the name of Rick Reeves, who builds one of the best built-up hoists in the country. And then for package hoist side, which we do a lot with, I'd give a shout out to Axel Brandt of Detroit Hoist and Crane. And I'd also give a shout out to my sales rep, Bill Milkey, for R&M Hoist.
Perfect. I'll look them all up there. Number four, final fun question, Ryan. Tell me about your most epic sale.
So this was a sale that I personally had before I was president of the company. I was one of our top salesmen for years, and it was a very interesting sale, which is why I liked it as much. We built a 35-ton and an 80-ton explosion-proof crane system for essentially an oil refinery. But what made the project so interesting and why I enjoyed it as much as I did is we obviously sold through a distributor because that's what we do. But it was not only the satisfaction that we got when the project was completed, but it was the complexity, the engineering, and the innovation that we came up with here at USCO that achieved a lot of problems that the customer was having. So at the end, the customer bought more cranes, which is always a good thing. But at the same time, some of the innovations that we came up with, we still use to this day. And we still get referrals from that end user and also that distributor. So it worked out very, very well for us.
That's awesome. Love that there. So hey, Ryan, you have 2 minutes and 10 seconds left. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want. We can end early. I am flexible. Go.
So one of the things I would like to say about my company is this company has been a staple in my family, like I said, for four generations. I always like to give a little bit of the history because I think that it's fascinating not only to me, but to other people. So we're here located in the Chicago area, and we started back in 1921 on the south side of Chicago in a small motor shop. And basically, my great-grandfather bought into a business. It was a motor and electrician's shop. And that was basically right before the Depression, right? So one of the cool things is the way that we got through the Depression was all of these churches, these Catholic churches in the Chicago market had organ motors, and these organ motors had to be serviced. Well, the Catholic Church was one of the only, you know, businesses out there that actually had any money at that time. So we did a lot of work for the Catholic churches doing organ motors and building these different types of monorails to get these things out of facilities. And that's kind of what got us into the crane and hoist business. And then basically just kind of went from there, and we've built our business ever since that. So I always think that's a really interesting tidbit that it was the Catholic Church that got us through a very difficult time to keep us going.
I love that story there. And I will say out of the 2,100 episodes of podcasts I've done, I think you're the first fourth generation business owner.
Well, thank you. I very much appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You pulled it off, Ryan. Four questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Ryan, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 looks like Bob.
Gold star for Ryan. Say your website real quick.
USCOcranes.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Ryan, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.